If there are 8 steps to high performance, an obvious question is why there aren't 7 or 9 or 25. Getting to 8 was a journey that started with the publication of my last book with co-author Miriam Ort, One Page Talent Management, OPTM. We wrote OPTM to help corporate human resource leaders understand what was scientifically proven to be true about growing high-quality talent and the simplest way to implement those truths. Audiences loved the science-based simplicity of the book, and we were gratified that many companies changed how they managed their talent because of that advice. But I quickly recognized that much of that advice would never reach the ultimate customer, the employee. My goal wasn't that companies would build better corporate processes, but that more employees would become successful. I realized that if I connected directly with the customer about high performance, it would help to supplement the hard work that companies were doing in that area and help close the gap where they were falling short. You are now my customer. I spent the 8 years between the publication of OPTM and writing 8 Steps researching the science and practice of individual high performance. My goal was to apply the concept of science-based simplicity to identify which factors had the strongest scientific proof that they drove high performance and to determine the simplest, easiest way for someone to apply them. This meant that everything I included in 8 Steps had to be conclusively proven to improve individual performance. This eliminated some novel concepts, but it ensured that everything I included in the book would be guaranteed to work. To understand the science, I reviewed the extensive academic research on performance I had used in OPTM. For example, I knew that setting great goals and having better strategic fit with a company were scientifically proven to improve individual performance. It was clear that individual development would also have an impact on performance, even though there were far fewer insights available about exactly which capabilities someone should develop or how they could grow them. At that point, the questions began to outnumber the answers. I knew that understanding and improving behaviors should be linked to higher performance, but were any specific behaviors guaranteed to deliver higher performance in every situation? What about networking? People spoke about it as being valuable, but was there any proof that it improved individual performance? What about areas like sleep, exercise, and nutrition? The only way to determine what to include and what to leave out was to read the academic research on every possible performance topic and decide if the findings justified inclusion in the book. I read hundreds of articles and reviewed thousands of others on topics that did and didn't make the final list. The desired level of proof I sought in order to include a topic was a meta-analysis that concluded that these actions definitely improved individual performance at work. That real-world validation was critical. Studies using rats and undergraduates didn't count. In addition to reading the academic literature, I pored through the most popular books and articles on how to improve individual performance. Most made claims that were quickly undercut by their lack of scientific proof. Others came closer to being scientific malpractice, people who should have known better saying fundamentally incorrect things. Few of the concepts from those popular business books, articles, and TED Talks made the cut. After reviewing thousands of articles on a multitude of topics, only 8 topics met my standards to include in 8 Steps. If you wonder why no one's ever summarized this information before, consider that effort. Briefly, the 8 steps are: Step 1. Set big goals. How to set goals that create higher performance. Step 2. Behave to perform. Which behaviors predict higher performance in different situations? Step 3. Grow yourself faster. How to most quickly grow the most important capabilities. Step 4. Connect. Who to connect with and why?